The following production of Blazers Broadcasting. Welcome to Trailblazers Courtside. Join us for tonight's program. In Portland, call 503-963-4595. Elsewhere, call 1-877-475-4595. Email courtside at trailblazers.com. Text us courtside at 66937. Or follow the show on Twitter at hashtag TBCourtside.
And on we roll, another edition of Trailblazers Courtside. Brian Wheeler, Antonio Harvey at our Palatials Moda Center studios. As we get ready for another week of Trailblazers preseason basketball, Blazers now with their first preseason win, the victory in Boise last Friday night. What a great atmosphere it was in Boise. We pretty much just transferred the Moda Center to Boise. It was not an easy task, but...
It was easy for me, though.
Well, it was easy for us, yes. But Mark Mason, Bosma, I mean, Blaze, all the people that are there, all the stat crew, everybody that was there on a game night at the Moda Center was there on a game night in Boise. So we just transferred everything over, and it was a great atmosphere. Standing room only crowd, and the Blazers rewarded everybody with a terrific win, beating the Jazz, and I thought, from start to finish, their most complete performance of the preseason.
There's no doubt about it. The only thing, if you were going to pick a point maybe towards the end of the game when there were more reserves in the game, guys who may or may not be on the roster, guys who may or may not be getting playing time, got a little sloppy, but that's to be expected. It's a preseason game, but I thought Dame really stepped it up. And more than anything, Wills, I thought Dame's quote post-game, when we interviewed him after the game, was as spot on as anything I've ever heard him say, and I've heard him say some great stuff. But when he talked about why he chose in a preseason game to go at Trey Burke the way he did, it really exemplified who this young man is. And you heard it, and for any fans who didn't hear it, basically Damian Lillard said, hey, when I came into the NBA, the guys like Chris Paul and Russell Westbrook, Darren Williams, they wanted to show me what the pecking order was. They went at me hard, and I wanted to go at Trey Burke and do the same thing. And I would say, all in all, he did it.
Yeah, and what was interesting is that, you know, we've seen Damian have great games where he has scored well against the other team's point guard. But you can see that this talk that he had in the offseason about becoming a better defensive player, it was not just talk. And as his head coach Terry Stotts has said, he doesn't just want to become a better defensive player. He wants to become a good defensive player, somebody that the Blazers can not just say won't hurt us at that end of the floor, will actually help us at that end of the floor.
Tell you what, Chris Paul is a classic example of a guy who wanted to be a better defender and became a better defender. And Dame is a better athlete than Chris Paul is. You know, maybe right now he's not as pure a point guard as Chris Paul, but Dame will never be as pure a point guard as Chris Paul. Chris Paul will never be the point guard that Damian Lillard is, and that's to be expected. But overall, I watched him develop as a defensive player over the course of last season. He took little steps. This summer, he took a huge step. And more importantly than anything else, Wills, it's one thing to talk about wanting to be better. He actually puts himself in a position to get better. We talked about it during the show in Boise. I watched him and assistant coach David Vanderpool work through defense. Most guys come out, they shoot 150, 200 jump shots, they go back in the locker room before a game. Damian Lillard came out, got his shots up, and when he was done getting his shots up, he transitioned to the other side of the basketball, and now he's guarding David Vanderpool before the game, working on his defensive slides. That says everything I need to know about this young cat and where he's headed as the Portland Trailblazers get bigger.
And LaMarcus did not play in the first preseason game. He has gotten minutes now in the last two. Still not as many minutes as he will in the regular season because that's not necessary right now. But his shot looks like it's already in midseason form. I mean, this is a guy that looks like he's not going to need much of the preseason to be ready to start when the games really begin counting.
And let me go ahead for every fan out there, because it's going to happen. It's inevitable, Wills, that Blazer fans find something. They get a guy who's averaging 20 points and 10 rebounds, and they'll find something to nitpick about. So let me go ahead, Blazer fans who are going to complain as we move forward. LaMarcus Aldridge is an opportunity scorer. He has the ability to step out on the floor and shoot the jump shot. He also has the ability to bang. Why would he want to go down in the post on a play-by-play basis and deal with 7 foot, 300-pound guys that are going to want to bang his body? Let him shoot the jump shot until he gets a smaller guy on him, then he's going to pound that guy inside. Be happy that he's getting us 20 points, and I'm going to tell you, I'm putting the number out there, and when we come back, I'm going to look him right in the eyes. I hope he's looking. LaMarcus, Anything less than double-digit rebounds, disappointment. He can do it. He's got a big man with him now. I am 100% confident that with Robin Lopez on the floor with him, L.A. will average double-digit rebound. He'll be a 20-10 guy and probably about 4 assists a game. And if there's a Blazer fan out there unhappy, I'm going to walk up to him and I'm going to take one of these foam balls and I'm going to shove it in your mouth.
Now, you know what else he talked about after practice today? He said that with Robin Lopez around, and I think we've seen a little bit of this in the 2 games that he's played in the preseason, he anticipates having a career season in block shots.
Absolutely.
He said he blocked about an average, a little under 1.5 blocks per game last year. He said, I can be 2, maybe 3 blocks a game with a center like Robin Lopez. In fact, I've told Robin Lopez, between the two of us, we should be blocking most of the stuff that comes in here. That's a real commitment to saying that you know, we've heard Robin Lopez say, hey, I'm going to anchor the interior of this defense. LA's, I think, saying, I can be here too, and the two of us can anchor this defense.
Well, the trick is, and again, it's one of those things that we kind of slowly get into as the preseason comes around, but when you have a guy like Robin Lopez, a real defensive-minded center, he's going to be in the right position. So LaMarcus can now commit to the ball handle. He can commit to getting that block. A year ago, he couldn't commit to the block. He didn't know if the other guy was going to drop down to his guy. He does. You know, you're unsure. But now you can be 100% certain Robin Lopez is going to be in a better position. If the ball swings, LaMarcus is now going to be in a better position. This will be the best interior defensive team the Blazers have had since we had Joel Prisbilla. And Joel may not have been as polished on the offensive end as Lopez is, but I think Lopez is just as polished defensively as Joel was. And we saw how good this Blazer team could be when they had a center in the post that would bang and block shots and rebound. We finally got one again. I'm very happy with where I think this team is going.
You know, in the past, people would say, well, LaMarcus is saying, I don't want to play center. What he's saying is he's not as effective at center in most situations. Now, there are some situations where you can have a plotting center, and because of his athletic ability, he's going to make that center look bad. Or you have a center that you want to take him away from the basket a little bit. There are situations where I think he still might be the quasi-center on the floor for the Blazers. But he's saying on a night-in, night-out basis, he's going to wear down if you ask him to play center every night. So clearly having a bona fide center available for this team is just going to make his job so much easier. And I think he's saying it's going to allow him to do more things because he's going to be more comfortable, that just like the guards are saying, my back is protected by having a center like that. But Marcus is saying the same thing.
Well, when you see Robin Lopez, so let's go through kind of a line of what happens. Let's say on a drive to the basket, you've got a guard driving, Robin Lopez drops. Well, now when the guard sees that drop, he's going to want to pass it to the next player, which is probably Lopez's guy. Before, LaMarcus was in that position. He didn't want to come over because he was afraid there wouldn't be a drop. LaMarcus is going to drop. When the guard drops that pass off, L.A.'s right there to block the shot, and we've seen 2 of those already this preseason, and I suspect that as LaMarcus's minutes go up, we'll see more of those types of plays because L.A. is committed to making that drop, whereas before, he wasn't 100% sure of what his center was going to do. So he couldn't be 100% sure if he needed to be the guy to go.
And let's remember that Robin Lopez has admittedly said that he's still getting comfortable in what he's being asked to do. He's even been a little nervous, and that's a good thing because he's trying to make a good impression with his new team. All right, when we come back, Terry Stotts will be along to join us. We'll get his thoughts on where he feels his club is at in terms of the defensive improvement he wanted them to make going into training camp. And we'll get his update on the injury situation. Also a preview of the 2 games that are coming up on the road with the Jazz on Wednesday in Utah, the Clippers on Friday in L.A. before Sacramento comes calling here at the Moda Center on Sunday. It's Trailblazers Courtside. We're just getting rolling. Terry Stotts coming up next as we continue. We are simulcast on the Blazers Radio Network, Comcast SportsNet, and stream live at trailblazers.com.
Pick a game, any game. This is LaMarcus Aldridge of the Portland Trail Blazers with the most flexible and fun ticket pack we offer. In this pack, you get to pick the games you want to see. Maybe the Miami Heat game or the Spurs. The Laker game is always a good one. There are so many good ones, I can't decide. No worries, because we leave the picking up to you. So, what's your pick?
Select the games you want before they sell out. The Trail Blazers Flex Pack. Call 503-797-9600 or visit trailblazers.com.
This season, Comcast SportsNet's got more Blazers than ever before with 60 live regular season games, live pregame insight and interviews now before every game on Rip City Live, live postgame analysis, highlights and debate now after every game on Talkin' Ball and at csnnw.com. The most reliable Blazers insider in town, Chris Haynes, along with extensive web streams, videos, reports, and sweepstakes. Comcast Sportsnet is home of the Trailblazers.
Frank the Frontier Buffalo here. Thanks to the great deal I got on Fios Internet from Frontier, I can stream games and get scores when my team is out of town. Just call me Superfan. Today I'm at a home game sitting in my lucky seat. We always win when I sit here. Yeah, I have some superstitions. Like first touchdown, I buy hot dogs for my whole row. Now everyone wants to be on my team.
Call 1-888-FRONTIER. Switch to blazing fast Fios Internet from Frontier. Just $19.99 per month with qualifying phone service guaranteed for 2 years. Get gamer certified speeds, a free Wi-Fi router, 100% fiber optics, and top-rated broadband technology. Best of all, there are no contracts and no early termination fees.
It's Kiss Cam time!
Where's the buffalo?
I want to kiss the buffalo.
They say it's good luck to kiss the buffalo. Well, whatever it takes.
You can't get BS from a buffalo. Call 1-888-FRONTIER and switch to Fios Internet from Frontier. Call today. Limited time offer. Service subject to availability, activation, and installation fees, taxes, and surcharges apply. Other restrictions apply. Call for details. Fios Smart's owned by Verizon Trademark Services, LLC, and use under license.
Passion Pit. Live in concert. Saturday, October 19th, 8 p.m., Theater of the Clouds. Passion Pit, Gossamer Tour. On tour in support of their new album, Gossamer. Available now. Tickets on sale now at Rose Quarter Box Office by phone 877-789-ROSE or online at rosequarter.com. Produced by STG Presents.
Now, back to Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
Supposed to be nice and sunny all week here in the greater Portland area. It's a shame that we're heading out of town. But
It'll be sunny in Utah.
And L.A., I think, probably figures to be sunny. So I guess we'll enjoy some sun as well. But always nice to get it while we can around here, especially in the fall, heading toward the winter. But we continue on with Trailblazers Courtside here in the preseason. And welcome in one of the former standouts for the Montana Golden Nuggets.
Yes.
And he was hearkening back to his CBA days in Boise the other night. Speaking, of course, of Trailblazers head coach Terry Stotts. I know, Tone, you saw the couple of trading cards that Coach Stotts pulled out. I wish we had the one with the nice kind of perm that he had and the mustache. It looked he looked at least 2 years younger. Maybe more than that, Coach Stotts. But you said that's a look you probably would have a harder time replicating today.
Yeah, you know, my hair's thin. I can't do the perm, and the mustache doesn't come in as full as it used to. It's, you know, I hate to say it, it was not a good look, and that's why I didn't let Jim Taylor take a picture of the card.
You know what?
Because I knew it was going to show up somewhere, most likely on Courtside.
Yes.
Well, I got to tell you, Coach, the first thing Will said when he came up, Terry had some cards from his playing days, and he showed them to me, but then he put them back in his pocket. I said, yes, because he knew what you would do with them if he didn't put them back in his pocket. So you did the right thing, Coach.
Yeah, but you know what? We all have our path.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And your past with regard to your basketball team, we got to fly home, and I know it didn't count, but you had a win in the preseason to reflect back on. And probably most importantly to you, the club played very well in the game from start to finish. But maybe with the exception of a little sloppiness with some of the reserve guys on the court at the end. But for the most part, I know you were disappointed in the starts the first couple of games. That clearly was not an issue Friday night in Boise.
No, I like the way we came out in both halves, the first half and the second half. And the starters did a nice job of playing well at both ends of the court. I thought the third quarter, you know, we started Mo Williams at the beginning of the second half, and just to give him and Damian a little bit more time together. And that group there built a nice 18-point lead. We got a little sloppy with that. I think we had four turnovers in a row when that happened. But like you guys had mentioned that it was a solid win. Our defense is going in the right direction, and offensively, which, you know, I'm anxious to see how it's going to look when we get all our players on the court. But it's that was comforting. We looked like a team that knew what we were doing on the offense. Then we executed very well, not only the sets that we had, but out of timeouts, our execution was very good. So it was encouraging. The biggest concern right now is still the turnovers. Turnovers have been a problem in the first three games.
You know, Coach, as a big man, I always talk about big men anchoring the defense of a team, and certainly Robin Lopez brings you a different element in terms of his ability to play on the defensive end of the court. But I'm really impressed with what I've seen from Damian Lillard, and especially in that game versus Utah out in Boise. On the defensive end of the court, he made a commitment to shut down and make it very difficult for Trey Burke, and I thought that not only did he set out to do it, he actually accomplished his goal because he was hawking Trey Burke every time he touched the basketball.
You're right. He's he has taken to heart not only what we need to do as a team, but what he needs to do as an individual basketball player. And his defense has certainly improved. I think the adjustments that we've made to our, particularly our pick and roll defense, has helped everybody. And he is really, he's bought in. You know, he took a lot of criticism over the summer about his defense. I think everybody needs to, can't just let Rookie of the Year go. They need to find fault. And he took it to heart. And he's come in this season, and both you guys know Damian, how committed he is and how good he wants to be. And his defense is improving, and our team defense is improving, and that's, it's very encouraging for everybody.
So we'd be remiss if we didn't at least ask you for an update on your injured guys. Nick had to
take, which one?
Yeah, I was just saying, that's right, guys plural. And I know Nick had to take a step forward in the protocol with regard to coming back from a concussion as mandated by the league, and I guess is in the second stage of that. So maybe you can bring everybody up to date on his situation. Durrell, how close is he? And Myers, of course, sat out the other night, and Earl, I guess, would be the other one, unless you have a new one to report.
Well, who knows? I haven't checked my email yet. But, Nick, like you mentioned, he passed the first stage of the protocol, that which was very encouraging. He had headaches, and so those have dissipated or gone away. So he goes on to the next phase, whatever that is. And I don't know if he'll be going on this road trip or not, but hopefully in the next few days he'll be back on the court. But again, that's out of my hands. Myers Leonard did not practice today. He's he's limited in what he can do because of the foot. I think he'll be coming back. I know he wants to get on court and play, but it's better to be prudent and not push that. Who else do we have? Joel Freeland practiced today. His hand was just sore. Who's my other guy?
Durrell.
Another guy.
Durrell with a finger.
Durrell. Durrell is encouraging. He went through the practice today, didn't sit on anything. So I think he's looking to play, if not against Utah, maybe against the Clippers. So that's encouraging. And Earl Watson he did half of the practice today. He did contact practice 5-on-5, but in the half court. And, I'm optimistic he'll be on the court one of these next three games, but I'm not sure when that's going to be.
Yo, Coach, it's got to be nice for you now. The second season in, you go from a great starting five, which you had last year, but now you look out there and Nick goes down and you can put in a former All-Star, or you could go with a Durrell Wright, but you got Mo Williams or Durrell Wright. C.J. McCollum, unfortunately, goes down, but you've got a former All-Star or Earl Watson. You have so many more options, and not to mention Will Barton and Alan Crabb have both played very well in the preseason. Your options are just so much greater than they were a year ago.
Well, that gives you a lot of ability to question my decisions during the season.
Never, never.
No.
Never. No. Look, never. Honestly, in public.
The back of the plane, maybe. But
No, it's it is comforting to have the point guard position really nailed down between those three guys, having the versatility at 2 and 3. As you mentioned, Will and Allen have both played very well in the minutes that they've gotten, and there's only a certain amount of minutes that are available, and I think they're both being very competitive. I know what Durrell can do. He's probably a better defender than people realize. He's known as a three-point shooter, but with his length and his savvy, I think, and his first 4 years, I believe, were in Miami, so he definitely has a defensive foundation. So it's going to be good going forward. We'll be able to absorb when and if injuries do come, that we'll have some flexibility in how we can approach it from there, too.
I know you as coaches, you have to feel for
a guy like Tyrone Corbin, who you just saw and you're going to see again on Wednesday. Trey Burke is the guy that they were going to have as their starting point guard from the beginning of training camp. He fractures a finger in their loss on Saturday against the Clippers. Now he's down for the count for 8 to 12 weeks. Sacramento signs Carl Landry in the offseason. He's going to have surgery tomorrow on his left hip. He's done for probably 3 to 4 months. I mean, these are scary things to happen at any time of the year, but especially the preseason. I know you're just trying to get through this time and teach some guys some new things, get some new people acclimated to what you're doing, but hopefully getting out of it with as good a health situation as you possibly can. And yet you look around the league and everybody's dealing with some kind of injury, it appears.
Well, I had a good discussion with Neil earlier today before practice, and it is a balancing act of ramping it up for the start of the season, get guys in game shape, game condition, putting in the things that you need to put in at both ends of the floor, establish a mentality, which for us is establishing more of a toughness and a defensive mentality. But you don't want to overuse your guys, keeping in mind that the goal is October 30th and not October 15th. So it's, getting the conditioning, getting the reps in without overusing the players and being mindful of injuries. But at the same time, you got to get on the court. You got to play 5-on-5. You got to go up and down. And sometimes injuries happen, unfortunately. So we're very cognizant of what could happen, but at the same time, we got to get things done.
You know, Coach, you mentioned toughness and things like that just a moment ago. And one guy who comes to mind, we don't talk about him a lot, but I wanted to ask what your thoughts were on Thomas Robinson. He's played great. We saw him get ejected from one preseason game for his toughness, but he just seems like a guy who is chomping at the bit to get an opportunity. What have you seen from him, and what are some of the things that you look forward to seeing from him?
Well, you know, the one thing I think I've seen more than anything else is a growth and improvement since Summer League. For him to come into our system, he was in Sacramento for most of the season. He goes to Houston, doesn't necessarily get a lot of time, and then comes here. So he had to figure out how we want to play, what we want to do at both ends of the floor. He's been very receptive to all the coaching. He wants to make up for his rookie year. He's been very coachable, and that for me has been the most impressive thing so far. Now he has energy. He has one of those things that you can't teach. He has instincts for the ball, as far as pursuing balls on rebound. He has ability to defend out on the floor. He has athleticism. He can run the floor. I think for him, it's just taking the game and not trying to do too much. He's going to get his opportunities and he wants to make the most of them. But for him, it's just the continual growth and the process that he's going to go through. And that takes time for a young player.
In that ramping up process, Coach, is a final question. This being the second week of preseason games, your first true road games, rematches with two teams to start it out. Wednesday against Utah, again, as we said, they won't have Trey Burke, but you beat them pretty good in Boise, and then they lost even worse the next night against the Clippers, and then a matchup with the Clippers in L.A. on Friday before you come back home to take on Sacramento on Sunday. What are you looking to achieve with the guys this week?
Keep going in the right direction. Defense is going to be the priority going forward. Now that we have a little bit of preparation, we can prepare for Utah. We can prepare for the Clippers and even Sacramento. So there will be a little bit more game preparation, although it is much more about us and where we're going than necessarily, playing the Jazz or playing the Clippers. And there are things that we need to continue to build on. And over the next 2 weeks, once these 2 weeks are over, the season starts and your practice time, and it's more adjusting and fine tuning and going on. So I want to keep us going in the right direction. 3 games in 5 nights. I don't want to take a step backwards.
All right, Coach. Thank you for the visit tonight. Have a good evening, and we'll see you on the plane ride headed to Salt Lake City tomorrow.
Yeah, are we going out to dinner in Salt Lake?
If you'd like to, we told you it's your choice, wherever you'd like to.
You've been offering dinner since May.
I have.
We really haven't nailed it down. So maybe
yes, it's your call. If that's where you want it, that's where it will be.
All right.
Find out where the Burger King is, Tom.
Yeah.
Or the McDonald's, I should say. McDonald's.
Just on
smart.
Your dime, Burger King is it. Okay.
All right, Coach. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, guys.
Blazers head coach Terry Stotts joining us here on Trail Blazers Courtside. And, yes, we owe him a dinner.
Yes.
We owe him a dinner.
I'm glad you're treating.
What? It's probably how it's going to end up anyway. So, all right, we'll come back. Second half of the program will feature a visit with one of the top national NBA writers for the Sporting News, Sean Devaney. Recently had an article in which he gave a ranking of players at each position. Now, you would think LaMarcus Aldridge, Damian Lillard would have the best chance to make a writer's ranking when you look at the top 15 at each position. We'll find out. Did they make his top 15 at power forward and point guard, respectively? Did any other Blazer make his ranking of the other positions? And we'll talk to him about his thoughts on the NBA season at hand. It's Trailblazers Courtside, second half of the program coming up. We are streamed live at trailblazers.com and simulcast on Comcast SportsNet and the Blazers Radio Network.
Hey, Rip City, now's your chance to get your hands on the hottest tickets for the biggest Trailblazers games. See LaMarcus Aldridge and Rookie of the Year Damian Lillard take on LeBron's Heat, Kobe's Lakers, Durant's Thunder, or other big matchups like the Nets, Knicks, Spurs, and Clippers. Individual tickets are on sale now at all outlets. Call 503-797-9600 or visit trailblazers.com. Get them before they sell out.
Ah, what a perfect fall day. There's a brisk chill in the air. The leaves are changing colors.
Gary, you're in a status meeting. You're rustling papers.
Yeah, the status is delicious.
New McCafe Pumpkin Spice Latte is the unmistakable taste and feeling of fall. Smooth, sweet, a hint of spice, and made with 100% Rainforest Alliance certified espresso. It's the latest irresistible McCafe Latte, but it won't be here long. Pumpkin Spice Latte, something new to love from McCafe at participating McDonald's.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though. Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
When people in Portland find something they like, they stick with it. Like the Blazers, our hometown basketball team, and Miller Paint, our hometown paint team. Miller Paint is a Portland company that has been serving our community for more than 115 years. They make the highest quality products designed specifically for our Northwest way of life. So for your next project, come to your nearest Miller Paint store for exceptional customer service, unlimited color selection, and friendly hometown advice. Miller Paint, our paint since 1890.
Hello, my piggies. Baron Von Gulo here, and it's time for Fright Town, baby! 3 haunted houses, just one ticket! My Museum of Horrors, The Contagion 2, and an all-new Lovecraftian nightmare we call The Madness! Your pants will fill with fear at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Go to FrightTown.com for all the blah, 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 and your chance to win free tickets.
Now, back to Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
Hey, pick a game, any game. The Trailblazers Flex Pack gives you the opportunity to do that. You can build your own ticket package by selecting the games and the NBA stars you want to see at the price that you can afford. The popular matchups, though, are going to sell out fast, so start building that Flex Pack today by calling 503-797-9600 or going online to trailblazers.com. Trailblazers Courtside continues here. Sean Devaney of the Sporting News will join us in our next segment. Tony, we were just talking to Coach Stotts about the second week now of preseason games. The Blazers have played 3. They will play 7 total, 3 and 5 nights coming up this week. So a little bit more like the NBA schedule will roll out once the regular season begins. But at what point now we've seen the guys that have had an opportunity to get some playing time, they're trying to earn a spot on the roster, maybe move up in the rotation. They appreciate these preseason games. But for somebody that, you know, is an all-star like LaMarcus Aldridge, is a budding all-star like Damian Lillard, does it get to a point where these games get to be a little mundane and you get to a feeling of, let's get the regular season going already?
Oh, absolutely. It's just like training camp. You know, the first 3 days of training camp, everybody's gung-ho. We're in training camp. It's time to go. Let's get it done. And then about day four, it's like, okay, I'm tired of looking at these guys. Kind of the same thing. You know, you play four or five preseason games, and it's great when it starts because it's somebody else. But about game five, maybe game six on an eight-game schedule, you run into the, you know what, this is nice, but I cannot do this again for the rest of the preseason and get to the regular season. So, yeah, you do. But usually that's about the same time that coaches start to ramp those guys down a bit and play them a lot less minutes and get the lesser players on the floor.
With the injuries that we've seen some teams have, you can understand why some guys that know they're going to get heavy minutes once the regular season rolls around are pacing themselves a little bit. You get the odd example, though, of a guy like Chris Paul, who played the first game against the Blazers like it was game seven of the finals. There are certain guys like that. They are few and far between, though. By the way, Greg Oden had his first practice of significance.
Happy for that dude. Really happy for that dude.
Now, he may. In fact, Eric Spoelstra has hinted he could possibly play in one of the final five preseason games for the Heat. But Oden said, I just hope tomorrow night or tomorrow morning I wake up and I don't have swelling in my knees. So he's taking it a little different in terms of signs of progress for him. All right, progress for us is a short timeout, and then Sean Devaney of the Sporting News will be by to talk about his thoughts on the upcoming NBA season and where did he rank Damian Lillard and LaMarcus Aldridge in his listings of the top 15 point guards and power forwards, respectively. Did Nick Batum, Wesley Matthews, did they make his list of small forwards and shooting guards? We'll talk about it all with Sean as we continue. Trailblazers Courtside, simulcast on the Blazers Radio Network, Comcast SportsNet, and stream live at trailblazers.com.
Pick a game, any game. This is LaMarcus Aldridge of the Portland Trail Blazers with the most flexible and fun ticket pack we offer. In this pack, you get to pick the games you want to see. Maybe the Miami Heat game or the Spurs. The Laker game is always a good one. There are so many good ones, I can't decide. No worries, because we leave the picking up to you. So, what's your pick?
Select the games you want before they sell out. The Trail Blazers Flex Pack. Call 503-797-9600 or visit trailblazers.com.
Hi, I'm Tani Beeler from Windermere Real Estate. Our industry is experiencing exciting changes. Technology alone is really changing how we do business. But in the ever-evolving world of real estate, the one thing that hasn't changed is the importance of connections. When you hire a Windermere broker, you hire our entire network of professionals. Whether you are buying or selling, your broker will explore every resource and relationship so you can be confident that every opportunity is considered and every detail covered.
Connect with a local Windermere broker now at Windermere.com.
This college football season, Comcast SportsNet brings you more Ducks, Beavers, and Pac-12 coverage than ever before. Talkin' Beavers and Talkin' Ducks, Tuesdays at 7 and 8 p.m. New interactive pep rally shows, hashtag Ducks football and hashtag Beavers football, Fridays at 7 and 8 p.m. CSN game day, Saturdays at 9 a.m. College football postgame live, presented by Sherry's, Saturdays at 10:30 p.m. And the new Ducks postgame live after Ducks games. Plus daily exclusive interviews, videos, and reports at CSNNW.com. Fall means college football on Comcast SportsNet.
At Johnson RV, we've never hit a game winner from half court. We are not masters of the alley-oop. But we do have some pretty impressive stats, like the largest selection of premium pre-owned RVs in the West. You'll find hundreds of top-quality, low-mileage RVs, plus a great selection of new motorhomes, a full RV service and collision center, and a well-stocked camping store, all together right here in Sandy, Oregon. So take the short drive to huge savings, or visit JohnsonRV.com. Johnson RV, your premium pre-owned superstore.
Start it.
Drake returns to the stage with Would You Like a Tour?
I'm on a roll, half a million for a show.
December 3rd, Moda Center at the Rose Quarter.
Say hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah.
With special guests, right. Miguel. And Future. Drake. Tickets are on sale now. Buy at LiveNation.com, RoseQuarter.com. Tickets, West locations, or by phone.
We now continue with Trailblazers Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
Trailblazers single game tickets are on sale now. Season tickets as well. Those single game tickets, you know, the big games like the Heat, the Lakers, Bulls, Thunder are all going to go fast. And the home opener is almost sold out for the matchup against the Spurs on Saturday, November 2nd at the Moda Center. Call 503-797-9600 or head online to trailblazers.com. A happy 27th birthday to our friend, Blazers starting shooting guard Wesley Matthews. And if I know Wesley, he's probably working out and working on his game. no different than any other day.
Or he's someplace having birthday cake. That's what I'm hoping. If he,
birthday cake?
Yeah, or some semblance of a birthday
cake.
Well,
he's entitled. He's entitled.
Maybe a big cake with a different kind of filling.
That could be. That could be. We'll find out tomorrow when we ask him. Let's head out now to join one of our favorite national writers for the NBA. He does his good stuff for the Sporting News, Sean Devaney. Sean, how are you?
Hey, guys, I thought you were going to wish me a happy 27th birthday. Then I realized I wish it was my 27th birthday.
I was going to ask you if you remember your 27th birthday a year or so ago.
Yeah, it was that recent and that memorable.
Well, one thing that was memorable for us is that you spent the latter part of the offseason giving a ranking, and this is always great fodder for conversation, obviously. Top 15 at each position, shooting guard, point guard, center, power forward, small forward in the league, and a couple of Blazers made your list. Damian Lillard, number 15 among the point guards, and high praise for LaMarcus Aldridge, number 2 behind only Tim Duncan. Tell us about how you came upon your list and what went into deciding who was going to go where and who would make your top 15 at each position.
Well, you know, obviously production is the number one value, but I also think increasingly in the NBA you see a lot more people, whether it's scouts or general managers, coaches, putting an emphasis on efficiency. And, you know, for LaMarcus, that's something that really gets overlooked, is just how efficient the guy is. His ability to score from all over the floor, you know, not just in a back-to-the-basket, low block situation, but to shoot the 15, 16-footer, that's so valuable. And I really think that gets overlooked. It's not a flashy play. It's not the ESPN play, of course. But, you know, he is one of the most efficient guys really at any position in the league, and I think he gets overlooked for that. And then on the flip side, there's Damian, who's got so much ability, but just needs to build up that efficiency, you know, needs to understand better. And certainly as a rookie, you wouldn't expect him to be there already. But, you know, certainly that's something that that you would expect to see him build up over the next 2-3 years. Just the decision making and the way that getting used to the speed of the game, being in the situations, gaining that experience, that's going to make him a more efficient player. And he's going to wind up much higher on a list like that.
Well, Sean, I'm going to tell you just from as a member of the Blazer family, I want to thank you because you may not know Dame as well as we do. But if you put him at 15, the 14 guys in front of him need to look out for themselves because he has that kind of personality. He will want to move up that list. And as you said, with more experience, he'll get better. You know, I looked at the list top to bottom, and I was most impressed that you actually took into account all the things that LaMarcus does. You're right. He's not the ESPN guy, but he's very solid. People love Blake Griffin. And he has a high efficiency on the offensive end of the court, but his defense is lacking so much. Kevin Love is a great player, but there's still something missing from his game. So I was impressed that you didn't go for the flash and dash. You actually, you know, did something that, and please don't take this in an offensive manner, a lot of writers don't do. They don't do research. They just go with what the majority of people think and write what they think people want to read.
Yeah, and you know, I did talk to scouts about this, and you know, scouts, as you know, they're out there at every game, and they don't care about who's on the highlights. They know, you know, kind of who brings it every night and who's there in certain situations and who you would trust. And you know, I really think that LaMarcus and Damian together, you know, once they develop the chemistry, you know, you think back the chemistry that LaMarcus had with Andre Miller, you know, where it seemed like they would get an alley-oop at least once a night. I think once you see those two guys really develop that chemistry, that'll help both of them, and that'll boost both of them up in terms of their perception nationally.
So let's talk about your thoughts on the NBA season, which is fast approaching, and with Damian and LaMarcus as anchors and the improvements that the Blazers have tried to make with GM Neil O'Shea adding a lot of key pieces to the roster in the offseason. Where do you think the Blazers fit? Are they back to being a playoff team in the always tough Western Conference in your mind?
You know, I really do think that they can get there. You know, I really do think, and I think that would be a pretty big accomplishment considering how tough the West is. As you guys know, the bench last year wasn't as bad. It was historically production. It was hard to find a guy who was shooting 40% off of that bench. And so you add Darrell Wright, you know, who's just a tremendous scorer. He's going to really be able to stretch the floor. You've got, of course, Mo Williams, a veteran. Again, a guy who can give you points off that bench and give you a little bit of that veteran savvy. Earl Watson is a guy who, you know, is never going to really clamor for more of a role than he deserves. He knows what he is, and, you know, as a veteran, you really want to see that. And then you've got some guys that, you know, you sort of swinging for the fences on, like a Thomas Robinson or Myers Leonard or Joel Freeland. You can get one of those guys, maybe two of them, to come out and really have a good season, really show some real improvement. You know, all of a sudden you've got a team that's going to be, 10, 11 deep. And we haven't even talked about C.J. McCollum. When he comes back from the foot injury, assuming that's going to be all right, Will Barton, Alan Crabby. I mean, this, all of a sudden you went from one of the thinnest teams that I can ever remember seeing to one of the deepest teams in the league. And I really think that Neil deserves a lot of credit for that.
You know, you talk about that Western Conference, Sean, and you know, I've looked around, and there are a couple of teams that, to me, are there's probably four teams I would say are shoe-ins. But the team that impresses me, a lot of people aren't talking about, and it was a big move. They got a lot of attention, but for some reason, the big move hasn't equated to people believing this team is ready. I think the Houston Rockets are going to surprise a lot of people with how quickly they're able to adjust and gel as a unit and get victories. It's with a guy like Dwight Howard anchoring that post on the defensive end of the court and James Harden on the perimeter, I think they're the team. They're one of the two or three teams to beat in the Western Conference.
Yeah, Antonio, I think you bring up a good point there too, because Kevin McHale and Daryl Morey have almost gone on the offensive, saying we are not a championship caliber team. We still need another piece. So we're not that good. Yeah, it's almost like they've really made it something that they want the public to know. They want their own team to know, hey, our expectations aren't as high as some people might think. And, I think that's trying to take some pressure off the guys. And like you say, the chemistry and the way they're going to fit together. But I'm with you. I'm not buying it. I mean, they've got to be considered certainly among the first four, if not, then among that first three with Oklahoma City and San Antonio. And both of those teams have, they have legitimate injury concerns. I think you've got the Clippers up there as well. So, I think those four teams, but there's no question that Houston belongs among those teams. And I'm not buying. They could try to lower the expectations, but, you look at that roster, they should be a pretty good team.
You mentioned injuries and your most recent contribution to SportingNews.com talked about Oklahoma City without Russell Westbrook and what they can accomplish until he's ready to come back. Obviously, his absence meant a great deal to their progress or lack thereof in the playoffs last year. And now they know they're going to be out without him for a while, although it was unexpected to have a second surgery on that knee. But as you look at the Thunder starting the season, hoping that they're going to have a long run, how good can they be, and will they fall back quite a bit in trying to at least stay above water until Westbrook is healthy enough to come back?
Well, I mean, you think about it, when they went to the finals, they had James Harden. And, he's easily the best guy in the whole league at running the pick and roll. And when you get in the playoff situations, you want a guy who can run the pick and roll. So, they were able to win a certain number of games, 60 games last year, finished with the best record without James Harden. They had Kevin Martin as the three-point shooter. But you knew that they were going to run into, and I really think that even if Westbrook was healthy, they were going to run into trouble in the playoffs, because they didn't have that crunch time pick and roll guy like they had when they had James Harden. So now, to me, the question is, can Reggie Jackson be that guy? Because he certainly showed himself to be a capable player, a capable scorer in the playoffs last year when Westbrook went down. Now it's going to be a matter of, okay, can they turn him into a James Harden type? He's not going to be quite as good, but can he be sort of somebody that you can have Westbrook play off the ball, have Reggie Jackson, run those pick and rolls? He's a pretty good pick and roll player himself. I really think that it's going to come down to that sort of thing. Is how great Durant is, how great Westbrook is. They've got good role players, but can they really find that guy who can do what James Harden did? And that's going to be the big question for him. I really think that Jackson is going to be one of the players to watch this year in terms of if he has a breakout season, they're going to be a really good team and a championship contender. If he doesn't, they could be in some trouble.
You mentioned the San Antonio Spurs too, Sean, and I like what Oklahoma City does. But San Antonio is one of those teams, they are methodical. In fact, when we place the Spurs during the season, Wills and I would talk on air about how they don't have 10-0 runs. They have 5-0 runs, but they have four of them. And the next thing you know, you're down 20 points. are they a team? Is age ever going to catch up with them, or are you expecting them to maintain that high level of play again this season?
Well, you know, I mean, I think that they've found a way to sort of phase out Manu Ginobili, and that's not to say he's not still an important player, but he's not the second most important player on the team like he was for so long. So once you get past that and you start looking at, okay, Danny Green, you know, if he can carry over some of what he did in the finals and during that playoff run into the regular season, they're going to be that much better. And, of course, Kawhi Leonard, you know, and really the sky's the limit for this guy. You know, A, his ability to play defense, but B, he's only beginning to tap into how good he can be offensively. You know, some scouts I've talked to have compared him to Paul George, maybe a little less athletic, obviously, but can be that kind of player, can be that sort of all-around player like Paul George is, maybe even a better shooter. So, you know, Kawhi Leonard, as he progresses, and like I say, Danny Green, I think those two guys more than make up for what you lose as Manu Ginobili ages. So, you know, the $64,000 question is always going to be Tim Duncan and you know, when does Father Time catch up with him? But as long as he continues to do what he's been doing, and you've got Tony Parker, they really have filled in the roles pretty nicely around those guys. So, you know, you have to consider them, again, you know, one of those three, four teams that has a legitimate chance to win the Western Conference.
Sean, thanks so much for the visit tonight. Appreciate your fine writing, and we'll look forward to more of it now that we're getting into the heart of the NBA season, getting started in earnest, and we'll look forward to having you back on the show real soon.
Okay, Brian, thank you.
Sean Devaney of the Sporting News, sportingnews.com, to catch his outstanding writing. And had some good things to say about the Blazers.
Hey, no, I liked it. I have a lot of good things to say about
it,
and I'm an expert.
That's right. You are an expert.
At something.
You are an expert on the Blazers. Well, that would be one.
Okay.
There's one.
Maybe the only one.
No. There's more.
Nothing we can mention
on
air.
You're a man of many talents.
Yes, many talents.
All right, we'll continue with this edition of Trailblazers Courtside. We'll take a look at the week ahead for the Blazers in the preseason. One last chance to see them at home in the preseason, but their first true road games upcoming as we look ahead to the games at hand. And we'll do that as we get to the home stretch of this edition of Trailblazers Courtside. We are simulcast on Comcast Sportsnet, the Blazers Radio Network, and stream live at trailblazers.com.
You're listening to Trailblazers Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
Hey, Rip City, now's your chance to get your hands on the hottest tickets for the biggest Trailblazers games. See LaMarcus Aldridge and Rookie of the Year Damian Lillard take on LeBron's Heat, Kobe's Lakers, Durant's Thunder, or other big matchups like the Nets, Knicks, Spurs, and Clippers. Individual tickets are on sale now at all outlets. Call 503-797-9600 or visit trailblazers.com. Get them before they sell out.
Frank the Frontier Buffalo here. Thanks to the great deal I got on Fios Internet from Frontier, I can stream games and get scores when my team is out of town. Just call me Superfan. Today I'm at a home game sitting in my lucky seat. We always win when I sit here. Yeah, I have some superstitions. Like first touchdown, I buy hot dogs for my whole row. Now everyone wants to be on my team.
Call 1-888-FRONTIER. Switch to blazing fast Fios Internet from Frontier. Just $19.99 per month with qualifying phone service guaranteed for 2 years. Get gamer certified speeds, a free Wi-Fi router, 100% fiber optics, and top rated broadband technology. Best of all, there are no contracts and no early termination fees.
It's Kiss Cam time!
Where's Buffalo?
I want to kiss the Buffalo.
They say it's good luck to kiss the buffalo. Well, whatever it takes.
You can't get BS from a buffalo. Call 1-888-FRONTIER and switch to Fios Internet from Frontier. Call today. Limited time offer. Service subject to availability, activation, and installation fees, taxes, and surcharges apply. Other restrictions apply. Call for details. Fios Smart, owned by Verizon Trademark Services, LLC, and use under license.
When you want to discover more, just take a look around and you'll find what you're looking for.
Life is all about surprises. That little something extra you weren't expecting. Kind of like Fred Meyer, where you can find great food at lower prices every day. Plus, update your home. Start a movie night. Fill your closet. And get everything else you need when you need it. So what will you find at Fred Meyer?
Find what you're looking for.
One name says it all.
Goddess of Pop,
June 30th, Moda Center at the Rose Quarter. The greatest diva of all time, bringing a spectacle to the stage like no one else, with special guests. Dress to Kill Tour. Reserve seat tickets on sale now at rosequarter.com. Her amazing new album, Closer to the Truth, is available everywhere. A Martial Arts USA presentation.
We now continue with Trailblazers Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
Ah, beautiful scene. The convention center.
You know, when I look at that, you know what I see?
What do you see?
Cold.
Oh, you think it's getting cold?
Oh, the last night was freezing.
Because when it gets clear at night, that means it's cooler at
it's
night.
It's crispy.
It's that time of, time of year. It's starting to happen. Our Trailblazers Courtside crew tonight consists of director Phil Beard. Director Phil is also accompanied by producer Nick Elliott, video Greg St. Martin, graphics operator John McConnell, audio Charles Chavany, cameras Buck and Zip, engineer Bruce Williams, online coordinator Justin Moulter, and our radio producer and network coordinator is the one and only Captain Rich Patterson. And as we take a look at the captain's cam, it is captain and assistant. Sammy is there. Look at how big Sammy's getting.
Oh, he's getting huge.
He sure is. Where's Mom? Mom tonight. Mom's got to be nearby. Oh, she's working. Ah, she'll be seeing this.
Somebody's got to pay the bills.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Cap just comes and has fun.
Exactly.
He just says, can I come in and just for fun? And,
hey, Toad.
Hey, Sammy.
And now he's training Sammy. Sammy early on. He's, you know, Cap ever gets sick, it's going to be.
Hi,
Sammy. It's still going to be in the Patterson family if the Cap ever gets sick and can't work. But he never gets sick, so that won't happen. But one of the things we did have a chance to ask Sean Devaney, but I'll ask you. If Miami does not three-peat and does not win the Eastern Conference, they will be replaced by?
The Chicago Bulls.
Chicago Bulls. Why the Bulls and not, say, Indiana, who gave Miami a pretty good run for their money last year?
I think Indiana is a great team, but they're great at the wrong positions. If you want to beat the Miami Heat, first of all, your point guard has to be top-notch because the game really revolves around your point guard. And the Pacers' starting point guard isn't really that high-level point guard that you need to be successful.
George Hill, yeah.
George Hill, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. And then I don't think that their power forward position is strong enough.
You know,
if you can guard David West with LeBron James, but you can't guard LeBron James with David West, you've got a problem because that's a matchup issue, and that's exactly what the Miami Heat did to the Indiana Pacers last year to win that series. But Carlos Boozer, I think, is quick enough and physical enough that he can stay in front of a guy like LeBron. And then you've got a true, more mobile center in Joakim Noah that can get around and help out as well. I've got it down, and we'll do this on our preview
show. 2 weeks from tonight.
Yes, that's coming up. But I'm going to give you a little bit of a preview, Wills.
Yes.
And I want to put it out there now so that when Rice repeats my answers, we'll all know that it came from me first. I've got Chicago versus the Houston Rockets in the NBA Finals this year.
Wow.
Nobody is looking at Houston. And I know Daryl Morey and Kevin McHale are trying to play it low. But that team is very, very good. They've got a great two-guard. They've got a decent point guard. They've got Chandler Parsons at the small forward position. And they've got the best defensive center in the game if he decides he wants to be that defensive center. That's going to make him tough.
Well, I'm certainly anxious to see how the marriage of James Harden and Dwight Howard mixes. As Sean Devaney said, the playoffs very often get to be who's the best pick-and-roll team. And James Harden, he says, is the best at running it. So we'll find out if the Rockets do indeed. On paper, I agree with you. I think they could be as good as anybody. All right, the week ahead for the Blazers will include a couple of road games Wednesday at Utah. Of course, all these games on the Blazers radio network will be on the air at 5:05 with the pregame show Pacific Time. Tip-off just after 6 o'clock. And then Friday night, rematch with the Clippers at Staples Center in Los Angeles. It's actually going to be the first home game for the Clippers in the preseason. And the Blazers losing to Chris Paul and company in the first preseason game. They'll get a chance at a little payback on Friday evening. 6:35 will be the pregame show before the tip-off just after 7:30. And then your last chance to see the Blazers here at the Moda Center coming up on Sunday night. Remember the earlier start, 6 o'clock against Sacramento. The Kings a big blow today, losing Carl Landry for the next few months. He'll have surgery tomorrow on his left hip flexor, which is torn.
Oof.
Next week, Mike and Mike will have the honors of hosting Trailblazers Courtside at our regular day and time on Monday. And then, as we said, 2 weeks from tonight, 2 weeks from tonight will be our annual Trailblazers Roundtable preseason prediction show. All four of us will be in studio to give you those wonderful picks. Thanks to everybody for being a part of the show tonight. Thanks to all of you for
viewing and for listening. We'll talk to you on the radio on Wednesday night from Utah. And again next week, it'll be Mike and Mike handling the duties for the next edition of Trailblazers Courtside. Until then, for Antonio Harvey, I'm Brian Wheeler saying so long, everybody.
You've been listening to Trailblazers Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network. This has been a Blazers Broadcasting Sports presentation.